Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:05 in the morning on the 5th of January. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, like I said, is the 5th. Linda's on assignment, and I have the effervescent Ashley here.
Happy National Screenwriters Day.
Oh, which is when, you know, near and dear to your heart.
I haven't written a film script yet. I've thought about converting one of my books to film script, but yes, I think they're one of the most undervalued assets in the film community, is having a good story to. You can have all the jazz hands you want with graphics and this and that.
Plus it's like, 40, 50 pages as opposed to hundreds?
It's fewer words, but they have to be chosen differently. When I wrote a play, it took me about as long as it would take me to write a novel, even though the final word count was like 15,000.
Oh.
So, anyway.
Stage right, stage left. Lighting? Do you have to do all that stuff?
No, because that's the director's job and the lighting designer's job. So it's the writer's job to tell the story. It's the actor's job to find the subtext and act the subtext. So as an author, I'm a huge fan of subtext because it adds depth to the story. So as a screenwriter, it took me a little bit of time to reel that part of my writing back in. Mm. So anyway. If you wanted to celebrate, watch the credits at the end of whatever it is you watch today.
It's also, I understand, I heard Sue this morning on the news, National Whipped Cream Day.
And National Keto Day at the same time, which is funny to me.
And whipped cream. Well, after you have your keto meals, then you can
top it off with whipped cream.
Whipped cream, but you don't put it on a dessert. You just spray it into your mouth.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you put it on your ham sandwich or something.
No. You just spray it in your mouth after you have your ham sandwich.
See, if you have a homemade whipped cream, it can be very close to keto, especially if you use the stevia instead of the...
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, mostly the fats and the creams. You can do that.
Or the monk.
The monk fruit,
berry,
yeah.
The monk fruit.
Yeah, that's a...
Which we learned about yesterday. Okay, what's the weather look like here for the rest of the week?
We had a bit of a clearer drive on the way in today. This is telling me patchy fog, but I didn't see any because I had a touch of that north wind, which helped keep our overnight lows a little bit warmer. So I was around 37 on the way in, no frost on the windshield, which was great. We're going to have mostly cloudy throughout the night and then a chance of rain come tomorrow morning with a good chance of rain tomorrow throughout the day. If you wanted a chance to take all of your Christmas decorations down, today's going to be your best day to do it because we're looking at rain again on Thursday, Friday, and possibly coming into the weekend when we have our next chance of sun. But it's going
to
be...
I want it to rain a lot.
Well, wish granted.
Okay. Well, the reason being is if it's raining a lot, I will have a tendency then to stay in and start my 2021 list of things that must be done.
Oh, okay. Did Linda assemble this list for you?
No, I've assembled it. She's got her own list. I have my list.
Okay.
And we're going to compete to see who does the most.
Ah.
And so, knowing fully well that we'll both kind of like, in a month, drop this thing off.
That's how they work.
But just, go from one side of the house to the other at the beginning of the year and just cut way down on stuff.
Yeah.
Things that, I've had two dehydrators for, 10 years. One I use occasionally. The other one just sits there. Why don't I give that away?
I don't know.
I've got a whole load ready to put into my truck heading down to Goodwill. But
nice.
In it is a fryer, you know, you can use, you know, in the kitchen. It's not a large fryer. It's in the kitchen. Never been out of the box.
Hmm.
New in box. Heading down with it.
Yeah.
Because, and we've had that years. And then, of course, up in the attic, where there is tons of stuff that just somehow accumulated up there. I must have 15 gun cases, little, you know, the soft ones that you can put guns in. I don't need that many. And so
give them away to your class. Okay, Top Shop for the day gets this.
Yeah, okay, here, I'm just giving these things away. But, you know, it's just thing after thing that you just kind of accumulate over the years. You know, it'll come, you know, you'll buy something and something else goes with it.
How does the saying go? You spend the first half of your life accumulating stuff and the second half of your life trying to get rid of all of it.
Well, you know, 13 years ago when I moved to here, to Reading, I had a pickup truck. And I could get all my stuff in the pickup truck and my Harley.
Nice.
So that's what I had. So, but I lived a different life back then. And then I lived in one spot for 13 years. I think that's what happens. If you move every 3 years, you get rid of all this stuff.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Anyway. Okay.
But
so,
we are, if you have Christmas decorations, today's your chance to get it out because we're looking at rain and highs around 50 throughout most of the rest of the week.
Okay, and the weather report's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business out of Anderson that gives great customer service. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is the phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl Linda Bott, Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Her assignment this morning was attacking that pillow, and that's what she was doing. And Elk Killer right there next to her. The battle... To see who's going to sleep on that pillow was on.
I had a dream. I ate a giant marshmallow.
No, don't go there.
When I woke up, my pillow was gone.
Yeah, you know, that's
I know, joke, but it was a perfect opportunity
that,
for
that
it.
That joke was old when I was a child. So, hey, I went to my first meeting of the Reading Gun Club. I am on the board of directors. I did win election there. I didn't campaign, but somehow 86 people, or maybe it was 68. I can't remember. Thought enough of me. So it's my first elective office, and I promise I will not take advantage of it for personal gain, nor will I achieve financial gain from this position. I just want people to know that in case I ever decide at some point, you know, if I have a total brain meltdown that I want to run for office for real, I just want to start off with a really good foundation there. So now, there have been rumors that when they sent out the ballots, which they did in the mail, that somebody in my campaign committee made 32 more ballots and signed names to them, allegedly, but that's okay because, you know, we have a lot of members.
Did you have more votes than your voting pool?
Well, the thing is I thought maybe I was, you know, going over the top. But, you know, of the 600 members, there were 943 votes that came in.
And you won by 68?
I won by 6. So that tells you something. It was a landslide. It was
absolutely
a landslide. Anyway, no, they are really good. They're really great people there. And we want to provide a safe area that's well maintained, that people can come and shoot their rifles and their shotguns and their pistols in a safe environment. It's an open environment, so you don't have to worry about the accumulation of gases and all those things in the noise so much as you do an indoor range. But you know, there's nothing wrong with indoor ranges. But this facility allows for trap shooting, for skeet shooting, for sporting clays, pistols, of course, CCW, but pistol practicing with your firearms there, a place to sight in your rifle. It's really a fine, really good, well-maintained range. And I'm happy that I'm on the board there. And the people there are, you say, Linda goes, well, how long are you going to be there? I said, I have no idea. I've never been to a meeting before. She says, well, look, if you all end up at some place drinking beer afterwards, just let me know, you know, so I know you're not going to be home. And I went, first of all, this is a very august, serious group of guys. I just don't see us, you know, just going out and drinking, thinking to myself, I hadn't thought of that about that. Maybe we will. And it turns out that everybody has a job. And so business, let's get out of here. Whoa. It was great.
Good.
45 minutes.
Nice.
It was. It was, you know, it was, this is what we need to do. This is something we need to achieve. We need to get rid of this. We need to buy this. From the last, you know, minutes read, I mean, just like real meetings there. It's not like a bunch of guys sitting there twirling six-shooters on their fingers going, yeah, should have seen that. Nope, wasn't like that at all. So,
are there guns that you can twirl like that anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do it with a .45, a 1911 if you're good.
Okay.
If you practice, but it's not
balanced. I'm, like, terrified of, like, I guess balanced. Mostly I've just shot Glocks and the safeties
I wouldn't
the trigger.
I wouldn't do it with a Glock, a loaded Glock, first of all. I just wouldn't do it with that gun. But you have one with a safety or the old .45 single action, you know, you twirl.
They need, like, a second trigger guard so you can just twirl for that one. Because that's what's really important.
Sounds pretty sissy.
Hey.
Did you see the movie Tombstone?
It's been a while.
Well, Linda can walk in and she can see, you know, Name That Tune and two notes. You know, they've got Name That Tune back again. That she can walk in and just hear dialogue. She goes, watching Tombstone again, huh? And I went, well, I'm your Huckleberry.
Nice.
Yesterday, I reported Tanya Roberts died. Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, been in a number of TV shows, Charlie's Angels. She was actually even in a Bond picture. Reported that she died yesterday. The reports of her demise have been greatly exaggerated. She is still alive. She's in Cedar Sinai Hospital. And what happened, it appears, is that her publicist came in there and was talking to her spouse or significant other, and he said, I was just saying goodbye to her. And he takes it like she was dead. So he calls somebody. He says, of course, I checked with the authorities there, but nobody would give me any information. So it gets out that she's dead. Well, she's not dead. She's not even in intensive care. They said, well, it's from COVID. No, it's not. It's not even from COVID. She just collapsed. And now, does that mean she's going to live? I don't know. But everybody, every news organization just took that because it came from her publicist and said, Tanya Roberts has died. All these people that said nice words about her, that probably at some point didn't say nice words about her, everybody's saying nice words about her. You know what? That's one thing. People think you're dead, and you kind of like show up at your funeral. You know, come in the back and hear what people say. If, you know, of course, if there's no funeral and they don't let anything happen or people say nasty things about you, you know, one of those that, well, he was a good man if it hadn't been for. Anyway, Tanya Roberts, I'm happy to report every young man's dream is alive today. Today, Board of Supervisors is meeting the new Board of Supervisors with Joe Comente taking over as the chairman. Joe will be on our show tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock and can kind of lay out some of the things he sees for the community or for the county for this coming year. Also, Patrick Jones is taking his oath of office. Now, the last time they voted to open up the Board of Supervisors meetings again, let people be at the rear, you know, and put up plexiglass, but they haven't. They voted 3-2 to no. Well, it is now, if the same people hold, it will be 3-2 to open the Board of Supervisors. Now, Mary Rickard, who has severe asthma, and I can understand her concerns about this. Maybe Mary Rickard needs to continue to do this from afar in a Skype or something like that where she can watch what's going on in this. But she's no longer the chair. So she doesn't have to be there. So that leaves Leonard Modi, and Leonard has just gone through a health thing too. So, you know, there may be just three of them there if they decide to do that. But I would like to see them open up the meetings again.
Remember the robot that would attend school that
we were talking about
yesterday?
Teddy.
Yeah, they need a couple of those for the. Immunocompromised Board of Supervisors.
Just having a robot sit there. How about just a picture of them? Just a picture of them there. Well, it could be that, and they could speak through the robots.
Yeah.
But to me, if you're in the rear, and it's always been like this, if you're sitting in the rear of the room, standing there and talking, it's much more than 6 feet. You're wearing a mask. If you're not going to wear a mask, you don't come in. So to me, I don't understand why we can't have an open. Same thing with the city. City Council is the same thing, and they're meeting tonight. And Aaron Reznor will be on our show. Okay, Aaron Reznor, of course, is on the City Council. She's the mayor this year. Did you know that Aaron Reznor was getting ready to have a baby in 10 days?
I missed that memo entirely.
Well, because I asked her to be on the show. She said, yeah, I'd really like to, Carl, but I'm due with our fourth little Reznor on the 15th.
Wow.
On the 15th. And I went, can we do it after that? She said, I hate to make, you know, something before that and then, you know, go into labor and then I wouldn't be there. And I went, well, that's a good reason. Okay, that's
that
really the only good reason not to show up. Or not, you know, but she was so cool about it. And she says, so can we do something, you know, later in the month or early in February? And she said, anytime after, oh, say the 16th, you know, and I thought she meant January 16th. And I went,
oh, boy.
Wow. I said, January 16th, you're having the baby on the 15th? I said, Marines aren't even this tough. And so we scheduled for her to come on. She wrote back and she goes, I miss, she says, I didn't make that clear. That would be after, you know, like in March, not March, but February, the beginning of February. She says, no, I'm not going to, I don't think I can come on a week after I have the baby. Though Aaron Reznor may be able to. I mean, did you know that she was pregnant? I've seen photos of her. Anyway.
It never crossed my mind, honestly.
Well, Aaron, you know what I like? I like a lot of things about Aaron Reznor. I disagree with her on some things, but she's a stand up person. She comes right in here and she does not give an inch. And she said, well, that's why I believe. Okay. She doesn't waffle. She doesn't go, oh, well, maybe.
I can respect that.
I respect that. I totally respect that in people. If you tell me straight and then you say, well, we agree to disagree. And that's just
and that's
the way
okay.
It is. That's just the way it is. You know, that we agree to disagree. I have a great friend who is a fiscal conservative, but a liberal in other things. And he donated to Elizabeth Betancourt. You know, he's a Republican. I said, you're Republican in name only. You tell people I'm a Republican, but you're not. And we get into it that way. Love this guy. So, and his wife's probably listening right now, so and you know who I'm talking about. But he's the same way. He's very direct with people, and people don't know how to handle that. That you know you tell people something, and this is what I believe, but you don't get angry about it. You just don't get angry. The other thing I like about this guy, you're at some kind of party, and he gets up and he goes, okay. Ready to go. I mean, he doesn't say that. He goes, okay, hey, it's been a great time. Pew, they're out the door. And when he did that the first time, you know, you're not used to that kind of thing. And I went, I love this guy. I don't know him that well, but I love this. Because from then on, when we socialized, I could stand up and say, okay, hey, it's been a great night. And we shake hands, and he and I are finished. Now, it may take the girls 30 minutes to get out the door, but he and I are finished. I'm out in the car. I got it on. And she goes, you just rushed out. Linda goes, you can't just rush out. These, you know, I'm not going to name our friends. And I said, oh, yes, we can. And she goes, yeah, we can.
My sister always gives me a hard time because if I'm, you know, socializing with everybody and then I have something else to do, I won't make a big deal about my departure. I'll just sort of slip away, let everyone else enjoy the rest of the party. She gets driven batty by that. She's like, okay, bye.
Well, it is. You know, to me, you know, when you have to start 30 minutes before you leave so that, you know, Linda can make the rounds saying goodbye to everybody that we're in a, you know, and I mean, but that's Linda. That's just part of Linda. And then her girlfriends are the same way. They're just not like leaving. You know, you put a time on something only because there's a time on something. You know, you go, hey, we'll be there from 11 to 2. Well, then I walk in at 5, and, you know, the whole gang's still there outside, you know, sipping champagne or, you know, whatever they do out there. And I'm thinking, well, I'm glad that they're having a good time. So, okay, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about Georgia. I want to talk about what's happening in Georgia and the impact that could be on our country. And it's some ways it can be very concerning. This election down in Georgia can be very concerning. And frankly, you know, if you, it's one of those things where the pollsters and the media, you know, you can't tell if they're hyping, but they're totally hyping one side, of course, the Democrat side. Totally hyping that. You would think that after the last election that they could get over that, and they're polling, you know, do you trust polling anymore? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't trust polling. Either side. You know, one side was saying, this is going to be a shoo-in for Trump. Others are saying it's going to be a landslide for Biden. Of course, we found out it wasn't like that for either side. And we're still not sure what's going on in Congress or the Senate, if they're going to accept the Electoral College votes. There's something else. It's happened before. 1870-something. And where you had the... I know I've gone over. Okay, I'll talk about that when I get back. You know, last time this happened and the impact it had on our country for over 100 years. Okay? This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, where they have, one, Consumer Reports rated their beds number one and two in their category. Of course, Consumer Reports doesn't take money. They just go out and they look at it, they test them, and they said that Sleep Number had the number one and two bed last year. Quality sleep is essential for all of us, for our kids, for you, for me, and for a variety of reasons. One, it keeps our minds clear. Two, it helps us fight off sickness. If your body's not worn down, if you got a good night's sleep, it's one of those arrows in the quiver to prevent you from getting the flu or, you know, God forbid, the COVID. 100 hours more proven quality sleep based on analysis when you're using the Sleep Number bed. And right now, you can make quality sleep your New Year's resolution and save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Our Sleep Number store is right there in the Target Shopping Center. You can adjust your own bed to your own specifications. My Sleep Number setting last night was 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting was 45. Sleep Number. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:37 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. It's going to be cloudy today, but no rain. That starts again tomorrow. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're just streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Open line here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is an advanced primary stroke facility. Experts there provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients. Working together to provide high-quality care throughout hospitalization to discharge. Of course, Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts there. Now, 100 years after we gained our freedom, in 1876, there was an election. Grant had termed out. If you remember under Grant's administration, corruption was found in it. His brother was involved in it. There was a lot of things going on in the country. People were tired, and one of the things though that Grant accomplished was he put troops down in the South, and he was avidly seeking reconstruction down in the South. The other thing that Grant was fighting was the Ku Klux Klan and other groups that were fighting against the freedom of former slaves and the election. So 1876 was a big election. And in it, you had a guy by the name of Samuel Tilden, who was New York's Democratic governor and a wealthy corporate lawyer, against Rutherford B. Hayes, who was the Republican, Ohio's governor, a staunch abolitionist, and a decorated Union general wounded 5 times in battle, but dull. And uninspiring. he was not like the type. He wasn't charismatic, you could say. Anyway, the voter discontent with the economy and the Grant administration's shameless corruption. Tilden won the popular vote and seemingly the Electoral College. Well, why isn't Samuel Tilden recognized as one of the presidents of the United States? Well, Republican officials in 3 southern states, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Florida, invalidated Democratic votes because of outright fraud and violent voter intimidation. Hayes seemed headed for the White House. However, hardcore Democrats said, no, we refuse to accept the results. And they rallied around the ominous slogan, Tilden or War. Think about this. 100 years after we won our freedom, we won our freedom from England. 75. 10 years after the Civil War, where we fought for the freedom and the unity, freedom of people and the unity of our country. 10 years, Tilden or War. The Democrats were saying that they had 15 years out of power. The Democrats said it was time for them to come back in and return the country to the status quo antebellum, you know, before the war. Well, you know what that means. Okay, so this was an extremely volatile time because they were saying that the Tilden was going to hold a counter inauguration in Manhattan with the seize the federal treasury building and fund a shadow government through customs revenue. Democratic state militias would invade Washington and send Hayes back to Ohio to rule over a rump Midwestern republic. George McClellan, the popular Union general, was backing Tilden, and the 1864 Democratic candidate, that's who he was. He stumped the country for Tilden before Election Day and rallied veterans to support him. Any attempt to prevent Tilden from taking the office would be revolutionary, must be met by force. And you think about this, 10 years after the Civil War, the feelings were high. The South was in the middle of Reconstruction. They thought it was unfair. They saw, the things that were happening there that, actually forcing equality into the Southern regions. The fact that they were pushing so hard to get a Democrat in there so they could go back to what they had. A little bit of a war to inaugurate Mr. Tilden would do us no harm. Think about that. People were these were generals in the Union Army, former generals in the Union Army that had lots of sway. McClellan was very popular. They had lots of sway. We're saying, a little bit of war might be needed right now. Whoa. Tilden kind of like didn't make any overt remarks about this. However, he was ready to step in. He knew, however, as a supporter told him that well-armed men were ready to march on Washington and install him in the White House. Tilden announced that the inauguration of a usurper as president would justify violent means. Oh, and then William Tecumseh Sherman, Grant's successor as a top general, feared the military would be put in a position to choose between two presidents. Now, do you realize how tough this would be on the military? Which president do you support? Anyway, this went on, but they got together, and they agreed to form a 15-person commission. It was from the House and the Senate, five each, and then plus some Supreme Court justices to do this. So they then met, and in an 8-7 party line vote, the commission gave every disputed vote to Hayes. Democrats in the House threatened to block certification and results to force a new election in a smoke-filled room in Washington. They agreed to a now infamous compromise, Democratic submission to Hayes' inauguration in exchange for the withdrawal of federal troops from the last Republican redoubts in the South, Louisiana and South Carolina, where they were propping up besieged governors. The deal brought to a symbolic close a 15-year effort to enforce the Constitution in the South. That's the one that's had the huge impact, because after they pulled the troops out, Jim Crow laws, there was no protection. Blacks who had been elected fairly and down from their areas were summarily dismissed, and it changed. So we're talking about here all this brouhaha that's going on between Trump and Biden. In 1875, there was a chance for an open war over this election, and they finally got together, and Hayes became the governor. However, it had a huge impact on our country. So, what we're seeing right now, it happened before, not to the extent where you see people are calling for armed militias to march on Washington. You're not seeing that. You're not seeing where the veterans were being rallied by their generals. It'd be like Mattis rallying Marines to say, this was not a fair election. We need to make sure it is, and if we have to march on Washington and have a little war, that's fine. Imagine that. This was in 1875. Okay. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit about Georgia and what's going on there. Isn't it amazing, though, when you think about it? Here we are in 2021. And the election is again being decided in the South, in a state where it had been all red for, what, a century? Well over a century. Well over 150 years has been red and is now purple. And we're not sure if it's red or blue. It's just purple right now. And we're going to find out today. And even so, I have a feeling that this race is going to be extremely close. I could be totally wrong about that. I don't live in Georgia. And since you can't trust what the media is saying or pollsters, unless you're down there in the middle of it talking to people, and you'd have to talk to a lot of people, how are you even going to know? 7:46 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. Her insurance side of her business is just outstanding. We've had friends come to us and said, you know what, we're having our homeowner's insurance cancel for fire reasons, and we haven't been in the fire. We're just in that area. And we send them immediately to Judy Maxwell, who finds some insurance, and she does such a good job that once they find out how she helps them with that, here comes the business insurance, here comes other homes insurance, and I can't say enough about what Judy and her team does to help people in insurance. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and like I said, she's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can give her a call at 221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Bend over. Your side of it. I wish somebody could see my side of it.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
To Free Fire Radio here, the House of the Rising Sun. That could be the White House, the ruin of many a poor boy. Hey, 7:51 in the morning, Carl Bott here. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is the 5th of January. It's 39 degrees out there, and the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 365-3793. Now, Georgia polls have opened. Already 2 million people have already voted. Most expensive election ever. In 60 days, $500 million has been spent in this, in 60 days. To give you an idea, that Romney, when he was running, spent $475 million for the whole thing. I think Trump spent $600 and something. Obama spent $700 million. Now, this is for the whole election. And in 60 days, $500 million has been spent. And it's to get the base out. It's not to change people's ideas. It's just to get the bases out to vote. That it's been a totally negative campaign for both sides. But if the GOP holds the Senate, and right now they are, if they win this, they'll have 50, if they win both of them, they'll get 50, they'll have 52 senators to 48. If the Democrats peel one off, then it's going to be 51 to 49. And if the Democrats win both, it's going to be 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats, and the tiebreaker goes to the vice president. And the way it's going right now, it looks like it could be Kamala Harris. So she'll be in the Senate all the time because there's going to be so many 50-50 votes, and then Kamala Harris will have the deciding vote. If, and they keep pushing on this, is, hey, the Democrats win, you're going to get your $2,000. By the way, I've already received the $600 that the government is giving us to reinvigorate the economy. You can do a lot with $600. You can buy a dog. If you can't buy a Labradoodle.
Can I buy ammo?
I can buy ammo. I may have to buy more ammo. You can't even buy a Labradoodle with $600.
Don't buy any dogs. Adopt.
You can't buy a dog. You can't buy, and a Labradoodle is a cross. You know, it's not like it's purebred. There's nothing. You know what, Labradoodle. I'm not picking on Labradoodles because you could spend that much on a Pekingese, also, but you couldn't even buy a dog with that. You'd have to come up with another, $400? So, or even more. So it would take the check that goes to me and Linda to buy a dog, buy a Labradoodle. And you think about it. And, you know, it says, you know that small pocket that's in your jeans? That's where you put the $600 stimulus check. Okay, but going back to that. So they're pushing this. Joe Biden saying, well, we're going to give you $2,000 if you vote for the Democrats. Now, is that, when you say something that blatant, hey, I'm going to put $2,000 in your pocket if you just vote Democratic. Doesn't have anything to do with who they are, what they stand for, what they're going to do. I'm going to give you $2,000 if you vote for Democrats. However, if the GOP holds the Senate, because as many people have pointed out, if the GOP holds the Senate, you'll stop us from doing things like higher taxes. Oh, we're not going to raise the taxes. Well, yes, you will. There's no way you can do the things that you said, Joe. And if the media had been honest, they would have made him show how they would have paid for this Green New Deal, which is trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, trillions of dollars. But the media didn't push that. The free education for all community colleges. Who pays for that? It's not government funded. There's no such thing as free. That's money out of your pocket. We'll forgive large parts of the student debt. Excuse me, but why should a guy who went to welding school, is out there welding now, a blue-collar job, makes money, enough money to support his family and have a decent lifestyle, why should he pay for somebody that's taken 6 years at a university for a major they can't find jobs in? Because there are no jobs in them. Or that people, I'm going to go to school. Oh, my gosh, now my debt, $150,000. Instead of getting a job and paying it off every month like you would a mortgage. We can't do it. We're so far in the hole. So please, just get rid of that. You should just get rid of that debt. Well, again, that means is that the 75% or 70% of the people, the 75% of the people that don't go to college are paying for it, that are taxpayers. It's just not fair. It's not
fair. I made my life choices based on my ability to pay for college. Well, I stopped going to college when I ran out of money, so I wouldn't be in debt at this phase in my life, like a lot of my peers are.
Well,
so,
you work your way in. It takes you a little bit longer. You apply for grants that, the Pell Grant, or you get scholarships. There's billions of dollars of scholarships out there. You do something. To get through higher learning, the fact is that forgiving this, $1 trillion worth of student debt, first of all, the government's counting on so many payments coming in off this to help run the government, to help finance the government, and you cut that off, that's going to have an impact. The opening borders. Have you noticed, my friends, that the we haven't been hearing for opening the borders? Oh, open borders during COVID. What stopped it? I mean, what's changed the fact of people calling for open borders? Joe Biden wants to pull down the wall. Pull down the wall that's been built here that's helped try to contain people coming over. And how many of them are coming over without health insurance? The Supreme Court said, no, we can block people that don't have health insurance. To stop people from coming across the border illegally and could have COVID. We've already got a little bit of a problem with COVID in the United States the way it is. I tell you what, I've got more of this to go in the next hour. And also, I would like to hear people calling in. And this is going to be an open line at 8 o'clock because my guest canceled last night. Before I could get another guest. So it'll be open line at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
I want to walk in the open wind. I want to... The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Georgia voters have been trooping to the polls for several hours now, casting ballots in two Senate runoffs that will determine who controls the U.S. Senate for the next couple of years. Joe Biden rallied Democrat voters yesterday. President Trump doing the same for Republicans.
With control of the U.S. Senate at stake, the president told Georgia voters at a rally here to keep extreme liberals from gaining the majority. He urged voters to return Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to Congress and keep the Senate under GOP control. Party officials hope the president's rally of the base will lead to strong voter turnout in Tuesday's critical races. Greg Clugston with the president in Dalton, Georgia.
Senator Josh Hawley blasting radical Antifa protesters for intimidating his family at their D.C. residence.
Senator Hawley tweeted on Monday that while he was in his home state of Missouri, quote, Antifa scumbags came to our place in D.C. and threatened my wife and newborn daughter who can't travel. Hawley alleges they vandalized the property, screamed threats, and tried to pound down the door. Hawley has drawn rage from the left after saying he would challenge the Electoral College vote, declaring Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election. Bob Agner reported.
Despite holding a razor-thin majority, House Democrats have rammed through a package of rules changes, tightening their grip on the House of Representatives.
In a party-line vote, Democrats weakened the ability of Republicans to add end-stage amendments to bills and weakened pay-as-you-go rules that made it more difficult to pass legislation inflating the federal deficit. Relaxing pay-as-you-go was a victory for the progressive wing. Democrats also extended the proxy voting rules put in last year, permitting lawmakers to vote remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's correspondent Mike Gracia. Checking Wall Street, the Dow down 28 points, NASDAQ 49 points higher, and the S&P up 2 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not a license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A Polish hospital coming under fire for allowing a group of celebrities to jump the line for coronavirus vaccines.
Poland's health minister said the hospital's actions broke national immunization program rules. He accused the hospital's management of changing its story, saying there was evidence that preparations to vaccinate the well-known figures were prepared well in advance. The hospital has admitted irregularities, which it said were caused in a rush to administer the jabs before they expired. It said the cultural figures were invited to promote the government's program, as many Poles are worried the vaccine may have potential side effects.
That's the BBC's Adam Easton in Warsaw. Qatar's ruling emir has arrived in Saudi Arabia, attending a high-level summit of Arab leaders. It follows an announcement that the Saudi kingdom would end its years-long embargo on the tiny Gulf state. News and analysis, townhall.com. A legendary broadcaster is recovering from a bout with the coronavirus.
Larry King has taken a turn for the better in his fight against COVID-19. A representative for the talk show host says King has been moved out of the intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital and is now breathing on his own. King was put in the ICU on New Year's Eve, but no longer needs to be on oxygen. King was also well enough to do a video chat with his three sons. Larry King is 87 years old. After spending many years as an overnight radio host, he hosted a CNN talk show that ran from 1985 to 2010. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A group of Google engineers and other employees formed a union. It creates a rare foothold for the organized labor movement in the high-tech industry. Wall Street, the Dow down 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 5th of January, 2021. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Today, as we've already heard, is not only is it keto day, but it's also whipped cream days, which is kind of like, okay, it was just dueling days we have here.
You can make whipped cream keto with a little creativity.
Goat milk.
Well, no, regular heavy cream will be keto. Milk isn't as much because milk is higher in sugars, but the heavier you get in the cream spectrum,
it's more keto,
the more keto it is because it's higher in fat and less in the sugars.
Cool. Like that.
Keto is not only low carb, but high fat as well.
Yeah. Okay. I think I knew that. What's the weather look like? Which is really what I was, you know, kind of reaching at.
Okay. By starting with whipped cream.
Okay. I started it.
We are looking at about 39 degrees out of the airport currently with no winds, which means we have chances of patchy fog throughout the morning, but I haven't seen any yet. So if you have somewhere you are, hit us up in our chat room, let us know. But we are, a lot of that should be burning off fairly soon. And looking at a sunny day for today, but it's going to be your last day until the weekend. So if you wanted to get your Christmas decorations down and out before this next storm hits, today is your chance to do it because tomorrow we're looking at a chance of rain, 80% chance with a high of only 49 degrees. It'll be getting warmer on Thursday with a high around 56, and that'll stay through Friday until Saturday is when our next dry spell will be.
Okay, and the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, when I finished, I hadn't finished on what happens also if the Senate turns over so that you have both the House of Representatives and the Senate Democrat. So that's why the race in Georgia is so important. And if you're just tuning in, they've spent in the last 60 days $500 million on this election, which to put it in perspective is a presidential election can range to like $600 million, $650 million. Mitt Romney spent $470 million when he was running for president. And the so it kind of gives you an idea how much money is being pumped into the state of Georgia. I imagine there isn't a billboard available down there that's not casting disparaging disparaging views on the candidates from both sides. This has been a pretty nasty campaign down there, including to the fact that one of the Democrats, Ossoff, keeps saying is that Loeffler has been is campaigning with white supremacists because she had her picture taken with a guy, a picture taken with a guy who was a former Ku Klux Klan guy. And as she point, you know, as her campaign says, we didn't even know who he was. He was in there, he was getting his photo taken along with so many other people, and that they completely disavow any type of white supremacist organizations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And also, Osfert was on with Jake Tapper, who is, you know, Jake has been a vocal opponent of President Trump for 4 years. He called him on it. He said, well, wait a minute. You're saying is that she campaigns with white supremacists, yet this is, anybody can get their photo taken with somebody, you know, with a candidate. I mean, we've proven that, you know. President Obama had his picture taken with several people that were questionable, as have every president. And he tried to say, well, you know, she supports it. And he goes, but you have no proof of this. So Tapper was pushing back at him on this claim he had. anyway. If they can block it, the GOP holds the Senate. They can, you know, we talked about higher taxes, we talked about the free education, the opening of the borders, the Green New Deal, which is going to be trillions of dollars, doing away with everything from, internal combustion engines to jet airplanes, everything. They've also talked about packing the courts. And I don't remember Joe Biden, and he was asked several times, would you support packing the courts? And he refused to answer that during the presidential run. Packing the court, of course, means the Supreme Court, which means adding people, judges, to the Supreme Court to get to, you finally get to the number you want that has your political, even though they're supposed to be non-political. You know, we can laugh at that. But adding Supreme Court justices, which the vast majority of the country is against, but they could still do it because they don't care. So that one. The other one is doing away with the filibuster, where it takes 60 votes on legislation to break that filibuster. If you do away with the filibuster, you remember what Harry Reid did when it came to justices. Not Supreme Court justices, but just judges that were appointed for life. He said, "Nah, it's going to be an up and down vote." So the Democrats held the Senate, and they could put people in there. Well, what the Republicans did? Well, you guys, that's called the nuclear option, and we're going to use that too, but we're going to up the ante here and make it Supreme Court justices, which is why you'll have a Supreme Court justice that will be voted in at 52-48 or 53-47. As they did with Kavanaugh. And then, of course, the latest one with Amy Barrett Travers, she did not go through the horrendous, horrendous proceedings before Kavanaugh was voted in there, because it's hard to attack her for sexual assault or doing things like that. But she was passed. So now they're talking, though, doing away with the filibuster that's been there, you know, for decades, just decades. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just, you know what? I'm living the dream here, John, you know?
Well, I'm living the dream, too. But
what's up?
I had some information I wanted to share, and I thought it might be pertinent today to what's going on in the world today as far as the coronavirus.
Okay.
UVC lights have been, it's on the FDA website, which everybody finds to be correct, kills the coronavirus when it's exposed to it in an air conditioning system, you know, the air filtration system, such as that.
Okay.
It is being used in Central Florida, and you can look at their website. They have it on there, and it's also being used in China.
The ultraviolet light.
Ultraviolet light.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Why aren't we using it in restaurants? Why aren't they putting ultraviolet filters right at the table instead of when people are eating? It makes sense not to shut down businesses, but to fight the virus and kill the virus.
You know, shutting down a restaurant where the contagious rate from a restaurant is 1.7% never has made sense to me, John. And your ultraviolet...
It doesn't make sense to me. What doesn't make sense is the way we're fighting it.
We all know that COVID is serious, but you're absolutely right. The decisions we're making are not based on science. They're based on fear. And, you know, the fact that, you know, ultraviolet light, they use ultraviolet light in cleaning water. You can take dirty water and expose it to ultraviolet light. And it takes out like 99.9% of everything out of the water. So what you're saying is it's a proven fact. And why we're not doing that is I have no idea why we're not using something that works.
I think it's the government doesn't want it to work. They want us to wear masks like they made people wear other things in other times to make them capitulate.
Well, it's a form of, I wear a mask Linda wears a mask, you know, if that helps. I have no problem with that. But to close down businesses based on a fear when there's no scientific reason for doing that makes no sense, because look at all the things that have happened to our country that we have no idea what's going to happen, you know, afterwards. The amount of suicides, divorces, child abuse, domestic violence, all of these things are on the rise because of these lockdowns. And if you're down in Southern California, in this, they're shutting down right now. Orange County is the highest rate of COVID in the United States, and yet everything down there is shut down. And yet it's still on the rise. Yeah, it's still on the rise. I don't know, John. I think that we need to look at everything, everything that we can put into our magazine to help fight this. And if ultraviolet light is part of it, then let's use ultraviolet light. Let's use, I'm sorry, go on.
Let's open up the thought processes to something besides putting a mask on and shutting down businesses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am all for that. And there's a lot of people marching, I guess, tomorrow or meeting down at the state capitol. Many, probably thousands of people are going to come down to the state capitol tomorrow and protest what's going on. So, anyway, thank you for your call.
Hey, thank you for the time.
You bet.
You have a great day.
Anytime, John, call. Okay, hey, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. It's, Cornerstone Community Bank, the new PPP is on its way out. They helped. They were like the leaders in this last time this came out, last March, last April, May. They helped people get the money that kept people at work, kept businesses open that could be open, and helped keep businesses that had, had closed. It helped them pay their leases. It paid for their equipment, all these things to keep them above water so they could open again. And Cornerstone Community Bank is the leader in this. Locally owned, locally operated, Cornerstone Community Bank. They are still moving dreams forward during COVID. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by the two branches here in Redding at 1845 California Street and in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And if you're in our friends down at Red Bluff, you can go down to 500 Riverside Way. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears the hole, the old familiar sting.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free late coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 5th of January, 8:21 in the morning, about 40 degrees out there. It looks like it's clearing up today. However, tomorrow looks like more rain rolling in, which we need. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. River Commons Senior Living is bringing us a segment of the premier retirement community in Northern California. It is beautifully designed community, and if you're tired of fighting the daily battles of plumbing and yards and all this, and you want to take this time to kind of relax and use in your senior years to travel, to take the burdens of everyday life off you, well, that's River Commons Senior Living. Gourmet chefs, transportation, if you want it, they're pet friendly. All of these things that are there at River Commons Senior Living. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. Let's go to the phones. Commander Gibson, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm sure you are aware, Carl, that there's a Salvation Army drive down on Bear Court, down at the barn. Dick Wilkinson and company put on every Christmas. So this year, they were out to beat the record of last year, which was around 25,000. But I'm so proud of this community. They raised over $35,000 for there at the barn for the Salvation Army. It's just awful proud of this community. Especially during this pandemic and all these other things, that many people went by and that amount was raised for the Salvation Army.
Wow, that is just, I would say it's incredible. It is incredible, but you look at our community. We live in an incredible community, Commander, and we help those who are going through bad times. We always have. It's a very giving community here in Redding. But I'm glad to hear that. So thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, I take an awful lot of pride, and I know Dick and his family and other people of the community worked awful hard from Thanksgiving to New Year's to put that on, and it is a beautiful thing. And if you haven't seen it, next year go by and see it, because it is, and drop a few dollars in the red bucket.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And how are you doing? And how are you staying?
Always happy to talk with you and Linda.
Hey, sir, you're staying safe out. You're staying safe out there, aren't you?
All right. Happy New Year.
Okay, sir. Happy New Year to you too. Okay, let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to give kudos to the last caller that was talking about the ultraviolet filters.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the wells around here do have ultraviolet filters that kill, you know, bacteria and pathogens. And actually, they have those filters and HVAC systems that actually, in the return air duct, they have those ultraviolet lights that kill those sort of things that go back into your living space.
Well, that's, you know, I know ultraviolet's been used for a long time. It does seem kind of strange is that we're not really pushing that idea of ultraviolet being at tables, you know, in restaurants to help, you know, to give a little another barrier there to COVID. It was a good call. And I think that his remarks that we've got to keep thinking out of the box here. We've got to keep thinking of different ways. You know, there's not going to be any just, you know, the silver bullet isn't going to be the vaccine. It's going to be other things that we use with that, including Dr. Dohm's, you know, nasal spray that I use all the time. It's going to be things like ultraviolet. It's going to be,
immune system up.
I'm sorry, what?
Keeping your immune system up.
Yeah. You know, being healthy as much as you can, you know, going out and keeping your body strong, keeping your lungs strong. It all is, you know, it's all tied in together. And you can't just say, oh, once I get the vaccine, it's going to be over, because we're already seeing it's mutating. So anything we can use. And I like that ultraviolet idea.
And then one more thing before
sure.
I get off the phone. So tomorrow is a pivotal time for us, right, with the electoral count. Well, I've been hearing rumors, and not even rumors, I've been seeing reports that Mike Pence might not preside over the electoral college votes. Senator Chuck Grassley may step in to do that.
Why is that?
I do not know, Carl.
I think it says is that the vice president has to. I can't imagine him abdicating his responsibility. It's going to be interesting, because there's going to be people in the House of Representatives are bringing up they do not accept the votes from certain states, and I think also in the Senate. So
right, and
it's going to be a big thing.
It seems to me that Chuck Grassley's pretty set on the election was, you know, not fraudulent, and we should go with the status quo. So it's going to be interesting to see this what unfolds tomorrow, Carl.
It will be, and as it is today, with the, you know, I think people are watching today to see what happens if the Republicans hold those, you know, win in Georgia. That
right.
that gives the 52-48 edge. But as you know, that not all Republicans are going to vote in lockstep, nor should they, if they feel like they're representing their people in the right way.
Right.
But as the Democrats, you know, Munchkin's already said that he would not support doing away with the filibuster or packing the court. And he's a Democrat, and I'm sure there's others out there that would be the same way.
Okay, and let me just ask you one thing before I hang up and get off the air. With all this voter fraud accusations in Georgia especially, do you think that this Senate election runoff is going to be more scrutinized and watched closely than the presidential election.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll listen to you off the air.
No, I mean, you can stay on because we've got to take a break in a minute or two. But what do you think? Do you think that the, to me it sounds like after everything that went on with the presidential election, you're going to be seeing counters or poll observers sitting there watching each vote.
With a microscope.
Do you remember that picture of the hanging chad? That one guy's, you know, looking at it, saying, hey, did they punch this or not, when Bush beat Gore. I think you're going to have more observers, you're going to have more lawyers per capita in Georgia than there is anywhere in the world, sitting down there and watching each one of the votes. And there will be challenges all through today and tonight. And you got to remember two things. Georgia takes a long time to count votes. And second, when I was talking about from the Harvard elections ethics, that Georgia was the only state union got rated low, you know, election ethics. And that's kind of a little bit scary right there. But I think that because of the high profile of this, that there are going, I mean, this is going to be, every vote is going to be looked at. And there better be, I would hope that there's signatures. I would hope that there's validation of that. That, you know, here in Shasta County, they look at every signature, but it's Shasta County. You get 60,000 people. You go down to L.A., and the vote and the machines count them. And even then, the vote and the machines down there have not really been totally vetted. Our county register doesn't trust them. And so to see how they're going to do it in Georgia is going to be really interesting. But I think it will be a clean election.
So Stacey Abrams and her judge sister and the Georgia Secretary of State are walking on thin ice right now, so they better be careful.
Well, her sister, when she went back and withdrew her objections to one part of this, you know, people were challenging it, and she just shut them down. But then the uproar over this, because she's, you know, Abrams' sister, caused such an uproar that she went back and backed off on part of what she was saying. But
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I read that the other day. So it still doesn't mean that, you know, it's she said that, yeah, we can have people look at all the votes and all these things. But I would hope after everything that happened in this presidential election that every vote, that every legal vote will be counted, and that there are people there able to observe and say, whoa, what about this? And then, you know, and maybe put that one into a provisional pile to see what happens.
Okay, so one more thing, and then I'll let you off the line. I know this is two more things, but what do you think about the leaked phone call from the Georgia Secretary of State with Donald Trump? And at that, I will let you go.
Well, from what I understand, you may have to prep me on this one, is that that Trump called the Secretary of State and said, you need to find 11,000 more votes in there, buddy. And it was recorded and then leaked. Now, I don't know the whole concept of it because I have not listened to the recording, so I cannot tell you that, was it taken out of context? Was it, you know, included in something else? But, of course, anything that Trump does that can be seized on for any reason is a reason to call him seditious, and he should be tried for treason, which some of the Democrats have said already. My question is going to be, my friends, is what happens when this is settled? And we're going to talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community talk radio. It's 8:37 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. The sun's shining and people are on their way to work, happily on their way to work. I see some people looking out on our window at the world on their cell phones. Now, right across from us at the Thunderbird Motel is the entrance into there. And probably once every, 10 days, there will be a policeman there on his motorcycle or in a car. And the only thing he's looking for is people without their seatbelts on or on their phone. He's never had to wait. That's not true. There's been times that people have been really good, I guess. But usually it takes like 3 or 4 minutes that somebody goes by on their cell phone, and he just pulls them over and gives them a $125 ticket. So you might be thinking about that if you're on your cell phone, you're driving down Market Street here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, the only place I've ever had my haircut in Reading. You know, I can't even imagine when I say things like that, that, 13 years I've had my haircut there, starting with D.C. and now with Tim and Logan. Great people down there. They work on appointments only, and their phone number is 244-9478. But it's safe. They're disposable drapes, the whole thing. Sanitize the chairs, the equipment, all of these things. You don't have to worry about catching COVID there. And it's also man's last stronghold. I cannot wait till this is over and they open it up again, because I've had I feel kind of bereft that I haven't been able to catch up on my reading since they have catalogs and you know, flying magazines, sports magazines, and all those kind of things. You know, even National Geographic is in there. So you kind of can catch up on your reading. 8:39 in the morning. Let's go to the phones. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Greetings from someone who's working at home, so I'm kind of having to do this from somewhere behind the workaday curtain, you might say.
Oh, are you? Now, are you behind a plexiglass shield to protect yourself from...
No, because my workstation is actually the kitchen of my bachelor pad, and my desktop, such that it is a table that my dad made in a woodworking class in the early 70s. It's kind of a family heirloom.
Well, then yeah, I feel like you're safe.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I just called because... It's not that I still have my doubts about this election, but even if we do prove fraud, what are we going to do about a do-over?
You know what? That's an incredibly good question. If it comes up, and even though that there, you know, it's gone through many of the courts that say there were no fraud, did you happen to hear those three mathematics professors saying,
no, math usually goes right over my head when it comes to anything other than balancing my checkbook.
Yeah, well, they said that just mathematically speaking, it was impossible for Biden to get that many votes. And so that's interesting. You know, they're using they're using math and logic, which we haven't used in a long time. What do you think about what do you think about this Georgia election?
Well, I hope to high heaven both the Republicans win. Otherwise, basically, as far as this old redneck Catholic boy is concerned, you're going to see the Second Amendment thrown under the bus. And one other thing, when it comes to all of this stuff, when we're paying $10 to $15 a gallon at the gas pump to pay for the Green New Deal, the Paris Peace Accord, and this messed up nuke deal with the Iranians, I almost find myself wanting to take a portion of my retirement fund and invest it in billboards to have President Trump's picture on them and say, miss me yet. And it's just like, is it going to take us doing all of that before people finally figure out there's something wrong with this picture?
Well, you know what? I think that that Joe Biden got a pass on this election from as far as the scrutiny of the media. I don't know what's happened with the Hunter Biden computer.
That's funny how that got a short shrift until after the election. If Joe Biden does do what some of the social media stuff is saying about how if he gets into some sort of dust up with Kamala, he says he'll just fake an illness and resign. I am so scared of the idea of putting that woman in the office, knowing full well that she's the one who took the death penalty off the table for a cop killer when she was as the district attorney for the city and county of San Francisco. Not that her successor's any picnic either, because I kept wondering why the name rang a bell. Turns out his mom and dad, as far as I know, they're still doing life without parole in a federal penitentiary because they were domestic terrorists back in the early 70s going around shooting armored car guards and state troopers.
Yeah, you know what? I saw that the other day.
Yeah, show and tell. So I know all about visiting day at the federal pen because that's when I went to go visit my mom and dad.
Okay, Robert. Thanks. Thank you.
All right, thanks. You guys just keep up the good work and keep fighting the good fight.
All right. Hey, you know what? That's what we're here for. That's what the free press is about. Okay. Hey, today the Board of Supervisors are going to be meeting in about 17 minutes. Already I'm seeing reports from people that there's a number of people going down there. It'll be interesting to see if the Board of Supervisors will open up the meetings. And the last time they voted on that, it was 3-2. And it was Joe Comente, who is now the chairman of the Board of Supervisors for this year, and Les Baugh, who voted to open, and Leonard Modi, Steve Morgan, and Mary Rickard voted to keep it shut. Well, now you've got Patrick Jones in there, and Patrick is not one to go along with that, and he thinks that the Board of Supervisors should be open. So it'll be interesting to see if that is put up for a vote today. There's a number of people, like I said, going down there. Now, tomorrow, I was talking to at the meeting of the Reading Gun Club, where I am on the board of directors there. My first election I know I'll keep talking about it. But talking to one of the people that were there, a friend of mine, he's going down tomorrow to protest the policies of Gavin Newsom. And it looks like there could be thousands.
Shame. 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 Shame.
I don't know. I just, when I hear Gavin Newsom's name, I think about the walking of him through the crowd with somebody behind him. Shame for what you've done to the state of California. Shame for what you've done to the citizens of California. Shame. Anyway, tomorrow there's going to be a big rally down at the state capitol about the restrictions, the lockdowns, who knows what else that they're going to be protesting. Now, my friend, who is a veteran, a law-abiding citizen, he said, yeah, the guy I'm staying with, a former Marine, he said, he was arrested last time. And I said, what happened to him? Well, they held him for 5 hours, and then they turned him loose. Okay, so I don't know what he did to get arrested. Maybe he refused to leave the steps or whatever. So I'm waiting to see if we get a phone call to say that his one phone call from jail, if our friend has been one of the ones arrested down there for a peaceful protest. We'll see, but it should be very interesting. The mini protests going up here at the Board of Supervisors looks like we'll start in about 15 minutes, if there is a protest, and we'll see what happens with that. Right now we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. And, you know, Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, is in the news today. We'll be right back.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
It is time for us all to decide who we are. Do we fight for the right to a night at the opera now? Have you asked of yourself what's the price you might pay? Is this simply a game for a rich young boy to play? The colors of the world are changing day by day. Red, the blood of angry men. Black, the dark of ages past. Red, a world about to dawn. Black, the night that ends at last.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio from Les Mis. My favorite song in it, I want to play it, and I'm going to tell you now as my producer, put a big sign up there for your fellow producers, is Can You Hear the People? Can You Hear People Shout? You know, for freedom. I really like that part of that song, too. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. You can still get a call in here before the morning's up. Tomorrow, we're going to have the chief of police will be joining us at 8. But at 7 o'clock, Joel Comente, the new chairman of the Board of Supervisors, will join us. And we'll be talking about, you know, wave tops of what he would like to see happen here this year. And we're going to talk about if there was a vote put up, and I think that's one of the first things that Patrick Jones was going to do, to open up the Board of Supervisors again. Now, I'm not going down there today with a microphone this morning. Somebody asked me that. I have other things that we have to do. Yeah, play that one a little bit. Yeah, I like that song. It's about the voice of the people, and that's what we are. That's what we try to provide here, is the voice of the people, to give us something to say, that we're not parroting the mass media that we go through today. You know, right up, I've got opened up right now six different news sites on my computer right now, looking at things, and things that are changing. If you remember yesterday when I talked about that Nancy Pelosi, who is the chairman there of the Democrats, also of the House of Representatives, and they passed this, censors on speech. It takes away pronouns like he, she, him, her, mother, father, so on and so forth. You can't use stepbrother, stepsister, or any of those things. So you are completely gender neutral when there's all the things that are going on in our world. And that's something else. The other part, of course, is it's designed. They had another thing that they strongly objected to, is the Democrats' new House rules packages, the weakening of the motion to recommit, which allows members to amend a bill before it's voted upon. Now it can only be used as a motion to delay consideration of a bill. It's designed to take away the voice of 48% of the House chamber, Representative Scalise said. Less than 20% of all amendments in the last 2 years were Republican amendments. It's not what a democratic institution is about. So again, where the liberal Democrats are saying, "Oh no, we're for freedom," unless it doesn't go along with us, then you don't need really a voice to say anything. You can't add amendments to a bill. No, you can't do that. You don't need to do that. Just trust us. Which is why people are angry. And the 74 million people that voted for Trump are angry. The fact is they feel, many of them feel, is that the election was stolen, that there was, illegal ballots that were counted, and that people were kept from seeing these illegal ballots. That's why I think Georgia is probably going to be one of the squeakiest clean, elections you're going to see for these senators. I think they've got people all over the place down there. There's going to be, I think, thousands of challenges to ballots from both sides. Jeff Bezos, worth $184 billion. $184 billion. You just can't even get your arms around that. But he was at the top of the list this year for his charitable giving. He gave $10 billion to a variety of charitable organizations, most of whom were for the environment. So, and when you think that the guy from Facebook, Zuckerberg, put in millions of dollars into certain states from the election committees to help count those votes, that concerns me. That concerns me. And then, of course, in December, it's the 12th consecutive month, there was a record number of firearms background checks in the United States. The 12th consecutive record of number of firearms. Now, people are talking about, well, we can't get the ammo because Soros has bought all those things and he's doing it. Well, that's not true. First of all, that's not true. And you listen to the guy that heads up the ammo production for CCI, Remington, all these. And he said, we are working around the clock to try and produce ammunition. He says, around the clock at two different facilities. We've hired hundreds of people to help. And you've got to train them first. But then he said, if you just look at the number of people who have bought firearms, the 7 million new people who have bought firearms, and you average just two boxes of ammo per firearm, you've got 700 million rounds of ammo you got to come up with. They don't have a secret warehouse filled with it. And he says, I get emails every day where people call me names. They say that we're working hand in hand with gun control people. He says it's absolutely not true. He says we just have a limit of how much we can make. And as much as we make, as fast as we make it, it's being snapped up. And it's true. You go down to, you go to different organizations. Let's just go down to a big box store like Sportsman's Warehouse. There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there on the ammunition. Unless you're firing some kind of really specialty round. I mean, like the 454 Kozel. They may have some of that, but they don't have the type of ammo that people have the guns for. 9mm, 45, 38, 380, even 10mm is gone. Shotgun shells gone. And we're talking about like trap loads gone. So, what you have, it's remarkable. It's amazing that so many people feel the need to be able to protect themselves in this upcoming year and in the last year. You know, again, I go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show with the Hayes-Tilden election. When you had members of former members of the military, well-known members, George McClellan, very popular Union general, talking about we may have to go to war over this election. We don't need to go to war over the election, my friends. You're not going to see armed people taking over the House of Representatives or parts of D.C. You're not going to even see it at the Board of Supervisors. Anyway, tomorrow, again, we have the Chief of Police. Let's see what it looks like for 2021. And then, of course, Joe Comente. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And another 2 hours of exhausting work put into the archives.